Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of falling alone. Won't you help?
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. You know, folks, and by the way, it's just you and me. I've got one other thing I want to talk to you about. Remember, as you know, most of you know, in my newsletter, which goes out every Sunday afternoon, if you haven't subscribed to that, I hope you will. Just go to the website right there on the top right and click on that button and give us your email address and we'll send it to you. You'll like it, I promise. And every week in the newsletter and on the website, on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, we have a poll question every week, same one, every week, that we ask you different questions about what's going on in your business, what's going on in the world, what do you think about this, what do you think about that, and we ask you those questions, you respond to us, and we appreciate it. If you haven't been doing that, I hope you'll start doing that. We'd like to know more about what you think. And then, of course, as you know, every time we do that, I come back and give you a report on what was said. So that's what I want to do. The poll last week, we asked about the most pressing issues in your business today, and we gave you five options. One was negative cash flow as a pressing issue. Negative cash flow. I presume positive cash flow would not be a problem. So negative cash flow is one. Getting a business loan, are you having any issues there? Do you need more customers? The impact of Obamacare. And the last one, taxes and or regulations. And this is what you told us. Any business that survived since 2008 has figured out how to be successful in what we are in right now, which is the great recession has become the not so great recovery, and this extended and languishing recovery. But one of the markers of success of the success that you've had, if you're still in business, is that you deleveraged. I mean, after 2008, the world deleveraged. We got out of debt, right? So one of the markers of success has been deleveraging, and one of the markers of deleveraging is improved cash flow. This has been a great lesson for small businesses, that if I owe less money, my cash flow improves. So it doesn't surprise me that the first two responses actually play off of each other. Cash flow, negative cash flow, actually registered only a 16% response, and I believe that was largely due to deleveraging. And the loan demand, meaning I'm having trouble getting a loan, I'd like to get a loan, I can't, was zero. Not one person said, I want a loan. Now think about that. Cash flow was only about 16%. It was the third highest number of all the responses. It was the third concern. But it's still only 16%, and nobody was having trouble getting a loan. That doesn't mean they were having trouble getting a loan. That means that they weren't, more likely means that they weren't asking for a loan. They don't want a loan. When you deleverage, you're not looking for loans, right? So that's the first two answers. Tracking cash flow and loan demand, in my opinion, in this survey, provided a very interesting study in business fundamentals as we polled our small business audience since 2009. We've been since we came out of the crash of 08. As loan demand continues to be almost non-existent, cash positions seem to continue to improve. It's been a very interesting study to see all that. The reason Obamacare barely moved the worry meter at only 5% is because this issue is kind of dormant right now. Obamacare, I mean, with all the other things on our mind, we got the global issues are melting down with in Iraq and Ukraine and other places. We got all kinds of other issues here. Obamacare has kind of gone off the radar screen, right? But it's also off our radar screen because it hasn't really been bothering us because the president delayed the employer mandate until January 2015. But as we get closer to the end of the year, this will become a bigger issue as small businesses start to find out what it's going to cost them. What's going to cost them to comply with Obamacare? The fourth quarter of 2014 will be an issue. Obamacare will be an issue, I promise you. The two big responses were more customers at 54% and taxes and regulations at 25%. And those answers can be taken two ways. No business owner ever admits to having enough business, and nobody likes taxes and regulations. But based on the economic indicators of the first half of 2014, which is abysmal, right, negative 3 points in the first quarter, for example, and the recent tax increases that we've all experienced, and, as I reported in the last hour, out-of-control growth in new regulations, because of those things, my instinct is that these responses, more customers and lower taxes and regulations, are not gratuitous responses by you and are, in fact, the two top concerns of most small business owners. So there's a tour of your responses to my poll question and my analysis of what you said. And I appreciate you participating in our polls. I hope you'll do that every week. We make it easy for you in the newsletter and on the website. Please check that out and let us know what you think and keep responding. And keep up the good work, small business owners. You know how proud I am of you. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Got a black
magic woman. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.